Merhaba from Keswick Village. This is the Rorschach Turkey Update from the 9th of September, 2025. A quick summary of what's going down in Turkey. On Wednesday the 3rd, a court annulled the Istanbul branch election of the Opposition Republican People's Party, or CHP. This decision removed Özgür Çelik, Istanbul's provincial head, and led to the detention of several CHP officials over alleged irregularities. The annulment sparked strong reactions, with critics calling it a political crackdown aimed at weakening the opposition, while the government insisted the judiciary acted independently. The court appointed a group of trustees to take over the branch, two of which appointees later withdrew in protest. Following the decision, police surrounded the CHP Istanbul headquarters, closed nearby roads, and blocked entry. In the morning, they set up new barricades and clashes broke out between citizens and the police. On the same day, the BIST 100, Turkey's stock exchange, dropped almost 4%, with banking and industrial stocks being the hardest hit. Experts attributed the drop to the annulment of the CHP Istanbul's branch elections. Investors expressed concerns that political pressure was spilling into business, showing how deeply political decisions can influence Turkey's financial markets and the public's confidence in economic stability. The central bank intervened, selling around $5 billion in reserves to stabilize the Turkish lira. Meanwhile, on Monday, the 8th, the president announced in the official gazette that as of the 1st of January 2026, some businesses in large cities will switch from the simple tax system to the standard system. This affects businesses in districts with more than 30,000 people, including manufacturers, traders, construction companies, vehicle repair shops, restaurants, entertainment venues, and city transport operators. Under the simple system, businesses pay tax only on commercial income, don't file the VAT or temporary taxes, and keep minimal records. The standard system requires paying VAT, income tax, the withholding tax, and temporary taxes, and keeping detailed books. It allows deducting legitimate business expenses, helps with tax planning, and can make bank loans easier to get. However, reporting is more complex, as companies may need accountants, increasing costs. Nearly 1 million businesses in Turkey will be affected. On Sunday, the 7th, Turkey unveiled its medium-term economic program for 2026-2028. The vice president presented the plan, outlining the government's roadmap for the next 3 years. The program focuses on lowering inflation, which remains around 33% annually, aiming for single-digit levels by 2026. It also aims for a steady increase in the money supply, project investment-friendly reforms, and commits resources to rebuilding regions hit by the 2023 earthquake, which destroyed hundreds of thousands of buildings. Officials emphasized that social prosperity and improved quality of life are central goals. Analysts welcomed the clarity but warned that setting targets is easier than delivering results. They further stated that success depends on implementing policies effectively, coordinating across government agencies, and adapting to economic challenges while keeping prices stable and growth in the money supply steady. Meanwhile, this week, both JP Morgan and Goldman Sachs lowered their expectations for how much Turkey's central bank will cut interest rates in September. They had expected a bigger 3-point cut, but now think the central bank will only lower rates by 2 points on Thursday the 11th. It also expects 2 more small cuts later this year, which would bring rates down to about 37% by December. Interest rates are the main tool the central bank uses to control prices and the economy. When rates drop, loans get cheaper, so people and businesses spend more, but that can push prices up. When rates stay high or only fall a little, people spend less, which helps slow price rises. Since inflation in Turkey is still high, smaller cuts mean the central bank will move more slowly. For families, that means food and rent may stay expensive. For investors, it means fewer surprises and a steadier path. In other news, on Sunday the 7th, Education Minister Tekin announced that the 12-year compulsory school system was under review. Introduced in 2012, the model splits education into 4 years each of primary, middle, and high school. Critics say it's too rigid and argue for more flexible paths, such as shorter or optional high school tracks. Taken said the system would be debated publicly with families, teachers, and experts all involved. The review could reshape how millions of students experience schooling in Turkey. On that note about the education, the first day of school rolled around on Monday the 8th. To alleviate traffic congestion, the Istanbul Provincial Directorate of National Education announced a schedule adjustment for the first day of the new academic year. All public and private elementary, middle, and high schools in Istanbul began classes at 10 a.m. and ended at 3 p.m. Normally, schools in Istanbul open as early as 7 in the morning and finish around 5 in the afternoon, which coincides with the city's rush hour traffic. The aim is to ensure the safe arrival of students and teachers at schools while maintaining orderly traffic flow throughout the city. On Monday, the 8th, a masked 16-year-old attacked a police station in Balçova, a district of the western city of Izmir, with a shotgun. He killed the chief inspector and police officer and wounded two other officers, leaving one in critical condition. The teenager, identified as EB, had reportedly spent time in custody at the same station earlier and later returned, saying he was mistreated. Police arrested him at the scene and prosecutors immediately opened an investigation. Authorities deployed heavy security around the station while the Interior Minister and the Justice Minister condemned the attack, offered condolences to the families of the victims, and promised a full inquiry. In unrelated news, on Saturday the 6th, meteorologists warned that Turkey is facing its hottest and driest summer in 65 years, with rainfall down 74%. Reservoirs across the country are reaching critical lows. Meanwhile, a forest fire in the western city of Denizli forced evacuations, adding to fears that drought and heat are feeding more wildfires. Experts said this year's fires were more intense than usual in the eastern Mediterranean. The water shortage and fire risks are becoming daily challenges for both cities and rural areas. Also on Saturday the 6th, prosecutors launched an investigation into a concert by the pop group Manifest at the Kucukiflik Park in Istanbul. Authorities said the group performed improper actions, referring to the dances, and accused them of public exposure because of their revealing stage costumes, saying they could harm children and young people's sense of modesty and morality. The concert drew 12,000 attendees and sold out, with an 18-plus age limit because organizers served alcohol on site. This marked the group's first 18-plus concert since their debut in February 2025. Manifest, formed from winners of the Big Five Turkey Talent Contest, continues its national tour and reaches more than 4 million monthly listeners on Spotify. The group has not publicly responded to the investigation. Closing this edition with some good news, the Fiat Doblo will be produced in Turkey once again. Production in the country stopped in July 2023 when the automotive corporation Stellantis moved the third-generation Doblo to Spain. Now, the popular light commercial vehicle will start production again in the northwestern city of Bursa in the third quarter of 2026. Fiat Doblo, a leading model in Turkey's light commercial vehicle market, will return alongside Stellantis' other light commercial vehicles, including models from Opel, Citroën, and Peugeot. Stellantis and the Turkish manufacturing company Tofaş signed a strategic deal to produce the new K9 model in multiple energy versions, including light commercial and combi options. It will invest around $200 million in this project to support an annual production capacity of 150,000 vehicles, including kits for assembly abroad. And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. Do you want to send an episode? You can download any shows at www.rorschach.com/turkey as MP3 files. Link in the show notes. Hoşça kalın.